that we are only going to put as many men there as is necessary to protect those we got and hold what we got. We're not trying to capture North Vietnam. They can be sure of that. And at the moment, very confidentially, and you're talking to somebody like Petoskey, you could say our guess is it'll be somewhere between 25,000 and 50,000.
25,000, 50,000 more.
They think 40 between now and September. That's as far as they can see.
Now this has got broader roots down here, isn't it?
But it doesn't involve anybody now. We've got all of them there. We've got every request filled.
This is broader down here. It's not just Petoskey. This is, well, there are two specifics I want to ask you about. Walter Reuther is pretty much the center of this group. Now, they're getting into the period where they're beginning to do politicking, which combines both the international thing and whoever replaces George Meany. Walter Reuther is making quite a move. I want to see him as soon as he gets in. He's not here, or at least if he hasn't been. Really, the Petoskey thing is probably a Reuther business. That I think I know how to approach. I'm not sure I know how. You think we ought to handle this move from the Maritime Union? Did you see there?
Yes.
We've got a firm commitment from. We got that. We got by force.
Incidentally, I just got a bad note here. 157. The headquarters of the 1st Air Cavalry, 2 battalions, the 3rd Brigade, the 25th Infantry Division. At An Ki, 250 miles northeast Saigon, are under heavy mortar attack and ground attack. At least 2,000 United States troops are in the area, and flare aircraft and medical evacuation aircraft are already en route.
Well, I just don't think these other things matter. Oh, they matter, but comparatively, this is the only piece of business we've got. On the maritime trade, you know they passed a resolution yesterday about boycotting ships.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
We got wind of that yesterday morning and got them to take action, which took all time element out of it and said they're going to have a conference later on. That was as much as we could get over the phone. I think that's got to be played sort of carefully, doesn't it?
Yep, sure does.
And I don't think that there's any point in giving the maritime trade to the devil on that. As long as they've calmed it down this way, we better just wait and see. At least that's my present. Tell them we want to talk with them in a couple of weeks in Washington. Is that right?
That's all right, yeah.
And not to get all up in the air about that. That's where, let's see, Reuther and Petoskey, you're going to raise Hob about that maritime trade business. But you've already answered my question. My judgment better go a little easy as far as reading the Riot Act to Hall and so forth.
Yeah.
So that I would, on the basis of this conversation, Mr. President, be talking with him quite a lot at the council meeting and outside about the international thing. As far as the 14B is concerned, I think this is the last gasp of that. There was a report that Paul Hall had made a statement about if you used as much of this as you had on beautification and so forth. It was not Paul Hall, it was a fellow McGavin, his assistant. There was one bad statement by the sheet metal workers man. I count 14B as something just to be, finally, just put the finishing touches on it. Just absorb the last round on that.
Well, I didn't call a senator on the beautification. We talked 61 on this, and that fellow oughtn't say that.
But they made fools out of themselves, and they're now trying to find somebody else to blame for it. That's all. They made fools out of themselves by spending a whole year's capital on something that didn't make enough difference to them to find them that. And that, I think, is tapering off. Now, on the guidelines and so on and so forth, I figure on that we've got to do all we can. I don't think that their position on guidelines is going to affect it much one way or another. That's going to be fought out in the individual cases. And all I see to do on that is to maintain as firm a position as we can without getting into a lot of arguments.
Right? That's right. I just tell them we don't have any proposal. We just think that they ought to raise wages above the 3.2, and they can it's free country, and we can't make them.
The less we say to them about 3.2, the more we say to them about the fact that they've picked up a solid $2 a week each year for the last 5 years in their real purchasing power and their real what they've got to buy things with. And, more we can do that, the better. And
Okay, you just do the best you can. Let me hear from you.
Okay, well, I got it, and this gives me a very good basis.
Okay.
Will you be talking with George?
Operator.